Right, Alexander, let's talk once again about Ghislaine Maxwell and the documents from her 2016 defamation lawsuit, I guess is what we're all talking about now, from Virginia Guffrey. And all those documents now, that entire case, I guess you would say, has been opened up to us to read. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that correctly? I mean, you're getting the whole case.
You are, absolutely.
All the testimony, everything everyone said, all of it is out there. Mm-hmm. And it's 400-something pages, and everyone's digging through it. There's a lot of slow parts, I guess, which is kind of normal. Probably a lot of slow parts. But every now and then you get into some pretty salacious stuff and some pretty intriguing stuff. So, Alexander, you've poured through the case. What's your overall take? What are the interesting parts? What are the salacious parts? What's your feedback?
Let's just talk about Ghislaine and her defense. I mean, this isn't good. This doesn't come across at all well. I mean, one of the things that comes, there's a 400-page deposition, and her most common response to questions is, "I don't remember." I mean, she absolutely, stonewalls all the time. I mean, she doesn't really deny. She doesn't admit. She just doesn't remember. And at times also, she comes across as extremely arrogant. I mean, there's this instance where there's a flight and Bill Clinton is there and Epstein is there, and they're referred to by their initials, and she's clearly there, and the initials are GM, and she's asked about that, and she fires back, "How do you know that's me? How do you know I'm GM?" Well, of course it's her. I mean, that kind of thing is, I can't begin to say what a bad impression in a courtroom that kind of response makes. It's a sort of bad lawyer's reply, not a good lawyer's reply. You say, "Well, I was there, but I don't remember very much, but I'm sure nothing bad or outrageous happened whilst I was there, and I wouldn't possibly be involved in anything like that." Coming back, firing back that kind of answer is it looks really, really bad. Now, other things that are coming out, Virginia Guffrey, lots about her, lots of things involving her. Clearly, she was definitely introduced to a certain British royal. That seems to be the evidence against him, I must say. I'm now using those words. I chose my words very carefully. The evidence against him is accumulating. It's not yet reached that critical mass where one would talk of legal action or action, but I mean, that's, to my mind, obviously the trajectory. And in summary, it looks very, very dark for Ghislaine indeed. And you hear extraordinary stories about sexual acts being committed in the presence of huge pictures and pictures of herself whilst all these sexual acts were committed. It's pretty awful stuff. So and this is just the start. It's just the tip of the iceberg. So I would, if I was her, if I was advising her, I would advise her. You remember we were talking about plea bargain. I would advise her to agree that plea bargain quickly, because it seems to me that the chances of her getting any kind of good plea bargain, which will ensure that she at some point leaves prison, are diminishing, not just by the day, but by the hour. That would be my advice to her.
Yeah, I've got three quick takeaways from it, which I thought were interesting. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more. And we'll probably get to a lot more and we'll probably report it. But the three takeaways that I got was, number one, there is a lot of Andrew. I mean, Andrew is not just this guy that passed by Epstein's house one time in the last 10 years. It seems to me that Epstein and Andrew were actually quite close. I mean, they were kind of best buds in a way. And that mean they kind of did everything together. And people that are viewing this will get what I mean when I mean they did everything together.
Yes,
That's the impression that I got.
I completely agree. That is why I said we haven't yet got, the evidence hasn't yet reached the critical mass, but the trajectory is clear. We are heading fast in that direction. Again, if I was him, I would certainly be speaking to my lawyers. I'm sure he
is. Absolutely. That's the first takeaway. So Andrew is really mixed up in this deep. The second thing that I got out of it, which I think we still need more evidence, is from one of her testimonies, Ghislaine Maxwell did confirm that Bill Clinton was on Epstein's plane. Absolutely. No doubt about it. So this whole, you know, Bill Clinton saying I was never on that plane, or I was only on that plane 2-3 times, and it was only for, you know, certain trips for charity stuff. Mm. I think that's now pretty much out the window. He was riding on that plane. His name's on the flight log 27 times. Ghislaine Maxwell didn't give an exact number, but she confirmed that Clinton was on that plane.
She didn't
confirm if he was on the island. As a matter of fact, what she said in the testimony, and I'm going to get this quote exactly right, I don't have it in front of me, but I think I'm going to nail down this quote. She said he wasn't where I was on the island, and she used that qualifier. She wasn't where I was on the island. Now, Clinton's spokesperson, they've come out with a statement, and they said he was never anywhere near the island. That's what they said. I'm paraphrasing that. They said he was never on the island. We have a Netflix documentary where you have, I believe, two groundskeepers. I believe definitely one, I think two, who said that they could positively identify Andrew and Clinton. Once again, that's from the Netflix documentary that came out a couple of months ago. But we definitely now have Ghislaine Maxwell saying Clinton was on Epstein's plane. He was riding around with Epstein, and they were globetrotting around to God knows where. I'm waiting for the confirmation that he was on the island. We haven't got that yet.
My impression, by the way, is that Ghislaine was trying to shield Clinton. So the fact that she actually slipped out that he had been on the plane regularly is an important admission. But she is extremely evasive in what she says about Bill Clinton. So I would take any, you know, when she says, you know, that he wasn't there, he wasn't where she was. I mean, that's very much like those other kind of things that I said, where she's basically says, I don't remember. How do you know GM is me? It's that kind of denial, or it isn't even a denial in this case, but it's that kind of comment, which actually I think is very damaging. In a courtroom, it doesn't look good. If a witness starts to talk like that, a jury would undoubtedly think they were lying.
Yeah, I mean, it could mean that he was not on that island ever. Absolutely. I'm not saying, I'm not disqualifying that, but it could also mean I was on one side of the island and he might have been on another side. It could mean that as well. I'm not saying one or the other. But the way she phrased it was really, really odd.
It is very odd. And as I said, I didn't think it came across at all well. If she was being straightforward, she could have said very simply, I know about all these allegations about Bill Clinton. I want to make it absolutely clear that I have never seen him in any shape or form involved in any inappropriate or wrongful acts at any of the residences that Epstein owned. I've never seen him involved in anything, and that is my absolute, you know, straightforward view. Now, she doesn't talk like that. She doesn't talk in this straightforward way, which makes one think, or would certainly make a jury think, that she's hiding things. And that, as I said, is the impression I got from reading this.
Let me pull up that phrase actually real quick before I get to the third point, because I want to make sure that we're accurate here. And I'm on the Independence website. And here's a quote from Ghislaine. And she was saying that, first of all, she was making accusations. She said in the testimony, actually, that Virginia Guffrey was lying about many of the details that related to the defamation case. And she said, quote, This is a subject of defamation about Virginia and the lies she has told. And one of the lies she told was that President Clinton was on the island where I was present. Absolutely 1,000%, that is a flat-out fabrication and lie. So she said, was that President Clinton was on the island where I was present. So that's the exact quote.
Yes, but you see, that's exactly what she's saying there, exactly what, not what I said. She's saying what not what I said that she should have said. She's not saying that to my absolute knowledge, Bill Clinton was never on an island. I never saw him there. He never did anything inappropriate. What she's saying is, he wasn't there when I was there, which could very well mean that he was there. So it's not a straight answer. She's accusing Virginia Giuffre of lying, but she's not being straightforward herself. And as I said, juries, in my experience, tend to pick up on that very quickly. It's exactly the kind of approach she's taking throughout this testimony, which she's giving. And frankly, it comes across as manipulative. And that never looks good.
Yeah, and we have to say it again, the Clinton spokesperson has also denied
all these
claims from Virginia Giuffre.
Well, that is a straightforward denial, but you know, it's a straightforward denial from Bill Clinton's spokesman. We're not getting straightforward denials from Maxwell. And, you know, there may be any number of reasons for that. But in terms of her own defense, it doesn't look good at all. As I said, she comes across as evasive and manipulative.
All right.
And someone who's hiding something.
Yeah, agree. Well, that takes me to my last point. And I'll just read you from The Sun, a title here, which says, "Slave Massages. Ghislaine Maxwell was given massages by Jeffrey Epstein's sex slave, court papers reveal." Ghislaine Maxwell was given massages by Jeffrey Epstein's sex slave, exclusive court papers have revealed. Maxwell, 58, refused to say if she and student Joanna Soberg were lovers or if the sessions led to sex. This comes to my final point, which is what we're learning is that at a minimum, Ghislaine Maxwell was benefiting from these, and I'll use the word that The Sun uses, sex slaves. At a minimum, she was benefiting from their services. Mm-hmm. At a maximum, there is the possibility that she was having one relationship or multiple intimate relationships with these, and I'll use the word again, these sex slaves, as The Sun defines these girls, mm-hmm. these sex slaves of Jeffrey Epstein. So we're starting to learn that Maxwell was definitely just not some person floating around and just a bystander kind of looking over Epstein's accounts or his business. She was without a doubt a very active participant in a lot of the sexual activity that was taking place between Epstein, herself, and these multiple girls that Epstein seemed to have in his under his charge, I guess. I, for lack of a better word, I just can't figure out how you define all of this stuff that was going on.
Well, it's what I said. At the end of the day, she's directly implicated because she is continuously there. She is present. She can't deny that. She can only evade. But her evasions are frankly very unattractive. So this is where I come back to my initial point, the very point that I made at the start of this broadcast, which is that her best policy, it seems to me, is to make a completely clean breast of this now, put all the blame if she wants on Epstein, say that, you know, it was an abusive relationship and he pushed her into doing these things. But, you know, make a clean breast of it, be straightforward and open about it, and do a deal. Because the only way she's going to avoid spending, in my opinion, the rest of her life in prison, because that's how it's starting to look, is if she, frankly, names other people. That's the kind of deal she should do. That's what I would be advising her to do, because I don't think these sort of defenses, I don't remember, You know, he was there. He may have been. He wasn't there when I was there, or that kind of thing. Those sort of things, in my experience, come across very badly. They turn juries against you. They turn courts against you. They don't work. And certainly, she was benefiting. You know, this is the euphemism. She was benefiting from the services of these slaves. And I don't think there's any real doubt about that. So better to provide a full explanation of what was going on, be straightforward and honest, and, you know, tell us what happened and see what the court says. And I think if that's done wisely, then, well, maybe she will go to prison, but not for as long as she otherwise would.
Yeah, I agree. It's not looking good for her. So no, she's either going to have to give up some bigger fish, or she's going to be
prison for
a long, long time.
I think she should give away all. She should give up all the fish, all the big fish, and do so quickly, and do so, dare I say, for her own welfare as well, because all those fish are floating around. They must be very concerned, and they must be saying to themselves, what is Ghislaine going to say, and what can we do to prevent her saying it? I'm not going to say more.
Remember what those fish did to Epstein, or what they might have done to Epstein. We'll phrase our words very carefully.
Very carefully. Well, just to say, some of those fish are probably sharks, so just bear that in mind.
All right. We're just at the beginning of this, so we'll be doing a lot of Ghislaine Maxwell videos. I have a hunch we're going to be doing a lot of videos on this story.
But it's a big story, and it must be covered. I mean, we are talking about people who suffered terribly, real victims. I know there's some people who choose not to cover this for whatever reason, but we will.
All right, we'll leave it there. Alexander Merkurs, thank you very much, guys. Please subscribe to the video. Hit that like. Check us out on BitChute and Odyssey. You'll find those links underneath this video in the description box. Please go there to always make sure you're connected to the Duran at all times. And also subscribe to us on Subscribestar and Patreon. That really helps out this channel a lot. Of course, donate to us on PayPal. That also helps out this channel a lot. And something else you can really do, which helps out this channel a lot, is go to the Duran shop, pick up some merchandise, and also make sure you check out our Discord server. You'll find all the links to everything in the description box down below.
Absolutely. These are our wonderful products, our amazing magic mugs. This one with the flag of the United States. Alex has the flag of Britain. I've got other ones here. I've got an enameled one with the flag of England. You'll find lots of mugs now with flags of many countries. This is here. I've got Britain too. There you go. So this is Britain. And just to remind our viewers, they're the best coffee mugs, the best mugs, in fact. They're not just for coffee, they're for tea, they're for beer. And I've drunk champagne from them too. And they're great for all those things because they're the best mugs. And as you can see, that we also make the best shirts, the best T-shirts, long-sleeved and short-sleeved, and the best polo shirts. And they're incredibly comfortable, and they're 100% cotton, and they're amazingly stylish. And that many of them also come with flags of many countries. And we've also got hats. We've got trucker's hats and baseball hats. And you can see they also are embroidered. And they also have the flags of many countries. So, and we've got hoodies, and we've got ebooks also. And by the way, the range of our shop is continuously expanding. You will find great products there. You will support our channel. That will enable us to go on providing you with the kind of news and analysis that we've just done in this video. And you will be delighted with the products that you get, because they are the best. So support our channel, come to our shop, buy our great things, help us on Patreon, Subscribestar, all those things. And we look forward to seeing you in our next program.
All right, everybody. Alexander Merkurs, thank you very much. Take care, everybody.